I promise. I'm not sure how often you hear these words, I promise. I know I heard them often when I was in elementary school. Do you promise? I promise. I hear the words, I promise, every time I celebrate a wedding. The groom takes the hands of his bride and looks into her eyes and he repeats after me, I promise. The bride, while holding the hands of the groom, looks into his eyes and she repeats after me, I promise. I heard those words yesterday. There is something so very simple, so very profound, and so very beautiful about those words. Jeremiah bears witness. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. The Lord remembers his promise. The Lord keeps his promise. The Lord fulfills his promise. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. Imagine for a moment that at the dawn of creation, the Lord God took the hands of all creation and gazed upon the beauty of all that he had made and said, I promise. Even after the first sin, when our first parents committed the first act of disobedience, the Lord God again says, I promise. Even after humanity had fallen into such evil that the Lord God sent a flood to destroy and completely renew his creation, the Lord God said, I promise. Again and again, to Abraham and Isaac, to Jacob and to Moses, the Lord says to his creation and to his people, I promise. Jeremiah bears witness. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. The Lord remembers his promise. The Lord keeps his promise. The Lord fulfills his promise. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise. Imagine for a moment that on the day of your baptism, the Lord Jesus took you into his arms and gazed upon the beauty of one made in his image and said to you, I promise. That is what happened. Imagine for a moment that the last time you went to confession, the Lord Jesus, through the voice and ministry of his priest, forgave you, renewed you, and said to you again, I promise. That is what happened. And now, as we are gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, the wedding feast of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus takes the hands of his bride, the church, and gazing into her eyes, he fulfills his promise of love, his promise of life, his promise to feed her, and to be with her for all eternity. That is what is happening. Jesus fulfills his promise. Amen.